This week on Vikings Huddle.
And literally all I'm thinking about after this is how I'm going to hold the ball and how the ball is going to drop out of my hand.
Don't see any sunspots on there today, but it's kind of cool to see the clouds passing in front of it.
Hi, and welcome to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. We're here in the Vikings locker room, and this week we learn all about gravity. But first, I had a chance to catch up with number 54, Eric Kendricks, to learn what it's like to play with the Vikings. Thank you so much, Eric, for hanging out with us.
No problem.
So you're a Cali kid here in the Minnesota Tundra. How are you feeling about it so far?
So far, you know, it's been great. There was a couple cold days, a couple cold games, but it was nothing that bad.
Really? I'm surprised.
I say that, but
are you lying?
It was the coldest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, I was like, are you lying to me? Because I don't believe you. Do you have anywhere in the Twin Cities that you're really loving so far?
I like downtown. That's where that's where I live right now, and it's awesome. A lot of people. It's nice sights to see.
Were you naturally always really good at football, or was it something that you really had to work?
I was I was naturally an athletic kid, I guess, so to speak. But I wasn't always good at football. You know, I definitely struggled as a child, and you know, hitting and running around and finding out what to do with myself was hard at times. But I mean, I definitely adjusted and I got better as I went.
Were you physically smaller as a kid, or were you kind of always a?
I feel like I was average size. I was average size.
What other sports did you play?
I played basketball, I played baseball, I played volleyball in middle school.
And you went to UCLA
for
college. Being a Cali kid, is that where you always wanted to go?
That's where I always dreamed of going. My father went to UCLA and played in the 70s, so I always wanted to go to his school and kind of make my own name, you know, be better than he was. And that was my goal, and it was crazy that I was given the opportunity to play football at the next level and play football at UCLA, my dream school, so to speak.
So to all the young fans out there, as an athlete from California all the way to Minnesota, playing all the sports you did, what does being an athlete mean, and what has it taught you about being a man?
It's taught me everything. You know, without sports and without football, I don't know where I'll be right now, because it's taught me responsibility. It's taught me, you know, how to be charismatic. You know, it's taught me everything I know, and a lot of things happen in between these lines that happen in real life, and it's a direct correlation.
Last question. What does skull mean to you?
Skull. Skull Vikes. Let's go, baby.
There you go.
Let's get some wins.
All right, Eric. Now we've got the blitz.
Let's do it.
Fast questions. First thing that comes to your head. Favorite food?
Steak.
Favorite color?
Red.
What's the toughest team that you've ever faced?
Edison Tigers in high school.
What's 2 + 4?
6. I was like thinking something totally different.
What's your favorite movie?
Django.
Favorite candy?
Swedish fish.
Good one. What's your favorite animal?
Lizard.
How do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Pass.
What's your favorite sports team growing up?
Yankees.
Who's the messiest locker in the locker room?
I'm gonna say Fusco, next to me.
Who's the Vikings mascot?
Victor. I was going to say Vincent.
Favorite female athlete?
Serena Williams.
What size shoe do you wear?
10.5.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
What color does red and blue make?
Purple.
Favorite season?
Spring.
What's your nickname?
EK.
What's your middle name?
Marvin.
What kind of car do you drive?
Jeep.
What's my name?
Lauren? Yes!
And we're done.
That was good, because I forget names real easy, so.
Now, let's check out this week's community moment.
Set, go!
Very excited to have the Vikings hosting us today, have EJ running the kids through the drills, current players helping them run through those drills, and it's really a lot of excitement for us to have almost 100 kids here from 5 different United Way partner agencies.
Oh, you gotta pop it.
It's always good to get kids out. Something like play 60, a lot of exercise and things like that. So, you know, it's good to be out here with these kids today and help them.
There we go.
The reason we partner with over 175 different partner agencies and multiple programs with those agencies, there really is no silver bullet cure for poverty. And poverty is really the issue that we're trying to address, both whether that's families or individuals. So getting kids involved in a kind of a health initiative early is really important to us.
I was running so fast.
My shoes are on fire.
I think it's great. I think it's great to give back to community and show the kids our appreciation of them. Like one of the kids spoke on today, respect and appreciation. So I think it's big just to show the community that, you know, we love their support and the Vikings, you know. You know, it wouldn't be privileged for us to do the things we can do without our fans.
We're actually doing a little bit of volunteering here, a kind of a speed volunteering event for them. So they'll be putting together fit kits. Each kid will take home a fit kit with them to help kind of push that message about being healthy and playing 60.
Gonna run to the first one. You're gonna get one jump rope, put it in the bag, okay? Run to the second box, get one water bottle, put it in the bag.
It's a quick and easy thing, and we'll have them almost go through an assembly line. And that way it's promoting health and wellness, but also it's promoting, yeah, there's a way to give back even though these children are very young. We get that implanted in them early. Volunteering is a part of what we do in this community.
Vikings on three. 1, 2, 3.
Vikings! Good job.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He went to UCLA. He's from Los Angeles, California. He's a Vikings linebacker. And he wears number 55. Stay tuned for the answer.